the Quran.
Blog Talk Radio.
هذه الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. وهو عزيز غفور. This verses that we're reading are in the chapter called Mulk, Surah Al-Mulk. Surah Al-Mulk. Mulk, of course, is translated as dominion. It's translated as kingdom. It's translated as the rule. These are some of the translations that you will find is Mulk. And Allah says, Tabarak al-Ladhi. Blessed is he, the one, biyadihil mulk. Says that it, this biyadihil mulk means that control over everything. Control over everything that in existence, the skies, the earth, and all the life included in all of that space. That control belongs to Allah, mulk. And of course, mulk, you find, you know, Malika. You have Maliki, Yomadin, the judge, the ruler. That's where you get this also, this translation, the rule. It's his. So as we look at this verse, these verses that we read, you know, blessed be he in whose power is the control over the universe. And he over all things has power. He who created death and life, that he may try which of you is best in works, amalan, in deeds more so, in deeds. When deeds are going on all the time, whereas work may end, deeds are going on while you are sitting there, whether you be in this location, where you be in your homes, where you be in your office, sitting there, your deeds are going on. You're entertaining things. So he said, created death and life to try you, which of you is best in works, and indeed. So in looking at this ayat and the first verse in how it starts off, it is said, and we are to see that Allah, highly glorified is he, Almighty God, is so big. He's so big. We say Allahu Akbar, but we can't imagine how big Allah is. We say he's bigger, because that's whatever you imagine, he's bigger than that. That's what it really means. Put anything there. Akbar means whatever. He's bigger. He's bigger. But he lets us know that he is so big that he contains the whole of the creation. Biyadihi. That's what he's letting us know, that the whole of creation is in his one hand. All of this. And it's so massive. All the creation, the stars, the earth, the moon, all the various solar systems, not just the one that we're in, there's many sun systems. All of those systems, whatever's beyond the heavenly bodies, whatever's beyond the black holes as far as the telescope can see, Allah, he holds all of that in his, biyadihi, in his one hand. Allah wants us to know that. That's powerful. And he said he has all the power over everything. Over everything he has all the power. So never think anyone else has the power. Allah always has the power. He's always in control. It may look like that from us and from where we sit, from where we see. But Allah wants you to know that he has power over all things. And you know, Allah doesn't look like me. He don't look like you. He don't have a human body. He's not concrete. So we're not, when we see this hand, you know, Arabic and Lughat al-Arabiya, the Arabic language, and specifically in scriptural language, Arabic hand, it means control. It means control. It means Allah holds all of that in one control. All of that is in one control. And Allah, he has many controls. But he holds all of the heaven and the earth and the universe in just one control. And, well, it really, if we think about hand, really, in our language, in English language, for those who speak English, in our own language too, it means the same thing, because I say, I'm going to handle you if you don't handle yourself. And we don't handle meaning control, right? I'm going to control if you don't control yourself. So So the same thing, this handle, so most of the things in the English language that have the word handle in it, if you think about that, handle is this main control. This is main control. And so we know that. So we can come to the conclusion that hand means control. We have some people from different schools in Islam, they get real literal about this, saying Allah got a real big hand, everything is just sitting in a real big hand. That's where the force of mind can go. Well, if that's where it starts, well, Allah wants you to stay there. He wants you to come to a greater understanding. And here we're giving you a greater understanding. The control, the entity that represents the control is the hand. So he's speaking. He's speaking to us. And we know there's a saying that says, yet Allah, the hand of Allah, ala jama'ah. The hand of Allah is over the group. It's over the group. That's one of the reasons why this day is so important to us, because Jummah means the group, the collective group, because Allah's hand is on it. You want to be a part of that Allah's hand is on. We're responding in obedience to Allah, and so you know his hand's going to be on that. And so you try to be there, whether you be here physically, whether you be there via virtual space or whatever, you want to be there so you can be a part of that control. Allah, he says, call that, he says, Allah says, yeah, Iblis, speaking to Iblis, Satan, the devil, for those who are listening who are not a Muslims who listen to this, yeah, Iblis, ma mana'aka, and tasjudu lima kalaktu biyadai'i. Now, Allah, speaking of himself, now, you hear he say, biyadai'i. Biyadai'i means with my two hands. Now he's speaking of himself with two hands. Biyadai'i, biyadai'i. Just like we have two hands. Yadan, two hands, the two hands. Yadain, the two hands. So Allah actually believes, he's acting he believes. Yeah, he believes. Man of Acker, what's the matter with you? What is wrong with you? What is preventing you? What is preventing you from making sajda to my man who I created with my two hands? Now we have to think about that. We are listening to Allah's words, the final revelation. He's communicating. We just heard what he said about one hand, what he holds in one hand. Look at the weight of that, the power of that. And now he speaks about the human being, this man that he's saying he's creating with his one, with his two hands. So you saw one, now two. So as we look at this, then we're not left to really wonder and guess what these two hands are. When Allah said, because we already got one. When Allah says that, because he also says now, when we look at, he said he holds the whole universe in one hand, and in the other hand, now he speaks to Adam. He creates Adam, and Adam is a part of that. And look at what he says. Wa allama Adam asma'a kulliha. Now Allah say he taught. So he teaches. He taught Adam the utility, the benefit, the nature of kulliha, all of that that he created with one hand. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, we should see ourselves. We should see ourselves in terms of the value that the one who created us, he's speaking to Iblis, that he created us with two hands, the value of us as human beings. We want to be worthy. And we know in another place, Allah says, Elabi, the one. Allama, again, the same thing. Allama, he taught Bil Halam. He taught the use of the pen. And then he says that Allama, again, Allamal, we assimilate now, Allamal Insana. He taught the intellectual, social man, ma lam ya'lam, what he was not knowing before, what he didn't know before. This is Allah speaking now. So now it becomes clear. So one hand we know is the hand of creation, this created universe, this big picture outside of ourselves and in ourselves. And on the other hand is the hand of teaching. The hand of teaching. Allah is teaching us. One hand, he teaches man himself. He say he taught. He taught. And we all represent Adam. He's the first. And what he did for the first, he continues to do for those who come after him. He taught. So he himself teaches. One hand, Allah created the whole world that he had to later teach man about. Ba'alana asma'a kulihah. Teach man about. We're looking at this world now. So Allah is saying that he has in his control the whole creation that he made. And we know that's where the control should be. It definitely can't be with some of these people that we're seeing that put themselves up as being over authorities and trying to set up authoritarians and other things, autocratic governments and those kind of things across the world, trying to set themselves as the power. The power should be with Allah. He said the control is his. And he even says that. He says, if not, therefore, Allah, both the creation that he made and also the authority of the command, yes, his word. And we know his word, the Quran, his word, that's his authority. That's his authority. That's his word. So he has two main controls in the creation and in the life of the human being. And we don't want to miss that. We want to be connected with that because he has the natural control from the creation that he made is operating in our lives. And we can miss it if we are not aware of what Allah has put here for us and how to gain access to it. And we know the other control now is the control by way of what? And this is highlight what we are here to do. Enlightenment. Enlightenment. Revelation. 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 You know, man has no great achievement whatsoever that he doesn't owe to reveal knowledge. This is what opened up the way for him. And without revealed knowledge, he would still be engaged in primitive type stuff. Primitive behavior that we find the ones back there doing. Eating, drinking out of bones and skulls and stuff like that and the things they were doing. But it was revealed revelation. He has been civilized. Man has been civilized. And the first to be civilized was the one that Allah guided. He guided the one who turned back to his Lord, who turned back to his God by way of study, by way of research. This is what Allah wants to do. Research the creation itself. The vaccine. And because this vaccine that you're going to be taking, we should know that it was developed by an African-American woman, a doctor, African-American doctor. And this is coming from the most popular doctor now in America, probably in the world, but certainly in America, Dr. Fauci. He said it's a fact that this doctor, Dr. Korbach, is the one that developed it. But it was the creation, it was waiting. This vaccine was waiting. It was here. It was just waiting. In the creation. And the creation used that man by Allah's permission and guidance to bring it out, to find it. It was here. Just had to do what Allah wanted to do is apply this to it. You know, just like children, they question their mother in a state of nature. We know they ask questions. You know, man turned to the creation that bore him. What we call mother nature. That's his mother too. And he questioned his mother. This is what they were doing. They questioned the mother. And the mother pointed him or her to the father. And I'm speaking metaphorically. Allah. Speaking about Allah, God Almighty. And isn't that the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam? He questioned the creation and the creation pointed him to Almighty God Allah. This is the story. And Allah is showing us in these pictures in terms of what we need to do to be engaged in to have the best progress in the life that we have during the time that we have is to engage this revelation. And I want to make it clear I emphasize metaphorically speaking, because we don't call God Father. Muslims, is not correct for Muslims to call God Father. Muslims don't do that. And again, we know that in this society, in a Christian society, that language is common. I knew some would understand that, but I wanted to make it clear that that's not a language that we use. So God said he made his man with his two hands, both his hands. And that's to tell us about the man that God made. We're talking about now the first father. That's to tell us something about Adam. But what we know from study and listening to the scholars, and especially for us, the 21st century scholar, Imam Warthin D. Muhammad, we know that Adam was incomplete when he was made. His completion began with the next prophet, and then the next prophet, and the next prophet, until the last one, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the creation of Adam was not completed until Muhammad. Prayers and peace be upon him. You know, and how did Allah create Muhammad? How did he create him? We have to say Allah says Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman. Here it is again. Allama. The same thing he said about Adam and in other places. Allama al-Quran. Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Quran. Now. Khalaqa insan. Khalaqa al-insan. Well, when we say it together, we call it assimilate. Khalaqa insan. Created the intellectual, social man. And then, Allama again, Allamalhu, and then he taught him clarity, the clearness, made it plain. Then just teach him, but he made it plain. You can be taught something, but you may not understand, but he made it clear. He made it plain. The merciful, benefactor, the merciful, redeemer. Kala in sand. He revealed the Quran, taught it, revealed it, taught it. Taught it, and then created the person. So that's to tell us how we're to help people. We have to teach. We have to teach the Quran. We have to put the Quran in them so they will know the Quran. And this is going to cause them to come into the created person Allah wants them to be. They will never come into what Allah wants them to be until they come in contact with His Word. We have it in the form of a book. We have it. And Allah says, Ar-Rahman. Again, not the Father. That doesn't exist. Not the Father. Ar-Rahman. So the reality is that concept, that's not a pure concept. That's not an imaginary concept. That concept is non-existent. Not God the Son. Ar-Rahman. Not God the Son. That concept is non-existent. That's not reality. Not God the Holy Ghost. That's not real. That's not reality. And God says in the Quran, don't say Salathan. Don't say Trinity. He says it, so don't say that. That's not reality. That's not real. He's Ar-Rahman. The merciful benefactor. He taught the Quran. He connected us. He's the creator. He's trying to give us the help we need. He's the creator, and he created. So these are the first words revealed to the completed man, Adam, the second Adam, the completed Adam now, the finished product Adam. He's here. And Allah connects us back with creator and creation. He wants us to read the creation. And then showing how Allah teaches us, if we approach it with Him, we approach it correctly. And I can tell you now, if you ask that doctor if she had faith to come up to develop this, she will tell you she had strong faith. And in fact, all of them, many of all the scientists, when they passed, we know that they came up with certain discoveries. They will tell you that they had faith. They couldn't have done it without great faith. They will tell you they couldn't have done it without great faith. So the creation of the universe, again, it's one book for us to read. It's right here for us. For us to look at, it's communication to us, it's a message to us, you know? And it's communicating. communicating the oneness of the Creator, the oneness of the Creator, how big he is. And then again, we know that Allah takes us back to universe in the way he evolved language when, again, we speak about the university. They have what's called university. So we know this is a school of higher learning. School of higher learning. And it's really a city. That's why they put the word city on it. It's not like that. It's in the language. They say university, but it's not spelled C-I-T. Why they have an S on there? But it's what it is. It categorizes the knowledge that was extracted from the universe of the higher authority. And when you go to the college, when you go to the universe, they teach you how to solve problems rationally. But they got it from a creation. But we find now when you get into a religion, and we have to say it has to be false, a false religion, it says to solve it with mysticism. It gives you riddles, it gives you stories, it gives you mysticism. And this is what we find to be a problem. And this is what has to stop. We're at 2020. Allah has put so many things in front of us to show us himself, to look at him, so we can see ourselves clearer and better. And we have to stop and put down storytelling. We are living in a time right now where we have a leader that has told more stories, lies, false, than any president recorded. Really, I think they can't find one in human history that has recorded so many of these falsehoods. And we find that this is one of the main reasons why people are so drawn to conspiracy theories, because really it's based on people are getting stories, falsehoods, from really religion. I just gave you what Allah said, what not to say. We hear that in the society. Because we just need it's a higher meaning to that, a higher understanding to that. And we should look at that. You look at the creation, you can't come to that conclusion of three. You have to come to the conclusion of one. That's the reality. Science has bear witness to that reality. It's all one whole created by one. It's all consistent. It's consistent. So Allah wants us to see that. And we know that the worst stories that are told to grown ups are the stories and the images that are associated with religion. And one of the biggest stories and images that are given, the images in the statues, the images in the scriptures of a man being God, and then all the mysticism associated with those stories. This year, 2020, is communicating that the only way to solve this problem is to make the clear truth known in the public. This is what 2020 is saying. That's why Allah is calling things to conclude in this year 2020, to make things clear. So everybody have clear sight, clear vision. We have to free the people from the monopoly that symbolism and ignorance has had on the mind of the masses for far too long, far too long. This is why people are so quick to jump on these things. And it's massive. You got more than half the country just in America. We're not even talking about the rest of the world now. Just in America, more than half the country are jumped on these things that are false. How come they accept it and fight for it, really give their life? And yet some say they'll die for it. Yes, this is where it's coming from. The scripture tells us, both in the Quran and in the previous scripture, that the real problem of the world is darkness. Darkness. And not physical darkness. This is talking about the darkness of ignorance, the darkness of the absence of knowledge. And this was the case that we see throughout history. We've seen throughout history. We just commemorated with our Jewish brothers and sisters the Hanukkah celebration, you know. And it celebrates a victory. It celebrates a victory. It's about a victory. And, of course, we know that there are 8 days, 8 days, and in the 8 days, they light a candle each day. And there's a ninth candle that's used to light the 8 candles. So there are 9. And the candles are on what's called the menorah. The menorah. And we look at that, that's the holder for it. Now, we have to see and how Allah evolves things, too, that there is something there for us. When we look at 8, because there are 8 major prophets, Eight major prophets on seven levels. Eight of them. And we know Muhammad the prophet led them. He made contact with each one of them, and then he led them in prayer. He led them in prayer. And we know that he established, after meeting them, he came down and established Medina Munawwara. You hear that term? The same term that the Jews use, what they call lighting those candles, that there's eight, the light. And what this is about is, again, the whole thing is about to bring light. This is a city, it was called Yathrib. It wasn't called Medina Munawwara at first. And Medina means civil, to be civil. It's the highest of civil expression for human beings, was exemplified in that city. Medina, yes. That's what it was called. And every city, if you were a city, it really is saying that this is a place where civility is taking place. You should find people being humane. No, it shouldn't be called a city if it's not taking place in that area. And Munawwara, now you hear Nur in there. You hear light in there, Nur. Just like with them, they had Munawwara with the candle lit on the mouth. That's light, and it represents light. Munawwara. And we know Allah gave us Surah 24. Nur. Surah 24, the Surah of Light. And in that Surah is an ayat called Ayatan Nur. Ayatan Nur. And Allah says he is the one who has Nur of Samawati wal Ard. He said he is a light of the heavens and the earth. And then he makes a connection with this lamp. They mentioned the lamp. Nur ala Nur. Light upon light. Well, if the eight prophets represent light, and Muhammad is the one that led them in prayer, you got the candle lighting them, and they're together. He comes down and establishes the city. That's to tell us now that that is his second creation, because his first creation, from the creation itself, his natural creation, shed light in darkness, in ignorance. He was called Elamin. He was called a Sadiq. He was so outstanding as a bright light in the state of nature. His natural creation, that creation Allah created, before he received the revelation. And so Allah now says light upon light. The light emanating from creation that was expounded from him. He never went against his nature. Never went against the nature that Allah created him upon. That's in all of us. We are all created upon that same nature. It's in us. If we get off track, then Allah has given us that eight. They're in us, too, that we need to turn the light on. What this is trying to tell us is that these eight, they're in all of us, but they sleep. They represent the potential in the human being. And it's our job as carriers of the final revelation to connect people back with that revelation, that light, so those light can come on, to wake the people up so they won't be asleep, so they won't be falling victim to these leaders who dazzle them with falsehoods, with mysteries, with conspiracy theories. They won't fall victim to those things any longer because they'll be in the light. Our job is to help get them in the light, to get the mysticism, to get the images off of their minds. People are struggling. Those things are tough on them. You got reality on one side, and you got stories where it's supposed to be pure in religion, and they have images there. And they're struggling with that. They don't know it's subconscious. Subliminal messages on their minds. And people, you can look at it and say, I know he ain't better than me, but something operating back there makes you feel inferior. And you know that you're not better than that person. You and that wife, but you know you can't outdo them. But something making you feel superior that's operating. And you can't come into the created potential that Allah gave to you. We have to do what Allah says. Let them see them and become the product of being created by Allah's two hands. By Allah's two hands. That's our job. We're the followers of Muhammad the Prophet. We're the followers. People have never been given knowledge. They haven't been given it. You can look how long this thing has been around. They've been given excuses. We see people today still propounding that. They've been given all these stories. They've been given all these things that has their senses, their common senses, divided. Divided. And it's our job to help people become whole. We're to try to help people become whole. We got to become whole ourselves. Because some of us are victims because we live in the world too. Some of us are victims of these same things. We hear it from Muslims. It hurts us to hear these kind of stuff coming from Muslims and what they're saying. Some of our youth are saying these things. That's why we have to come back and revisit these things sometimes to put them back on the table. We have to share this to them. We want them to become whole. Again, you go to school and the school teach you to tackle physical problems with rational senses. All of the children. But you leave the school and you go home, you go to church, and then here now you have the teaching, you got to tackle problems with fairy tales and mysteries and conspiracies. This is a problem. We wonder, people say, how did it get like this? How did it get so bad? How did that happen? This is what they're saying. All the pundits on the show, how did it happen? And they want to go back and kind of look and see what happened. But they're missing this piece. They're missing this piece. And it's our job to help to insert this piece in the equation. We have to go to the textbook. There's the big textbook, and then there's the textbook. And then we have to tell our children in the early grades. We're speaking now about reforming the education system. We have to go back and tell them in the early grades. We've got to go back and we've got to tell them in elementary school. We've got to tell them in middle school. We've got to tell them in high school that they have to be taught the simple truth about human life. They have to be. We got to get our own schools to be the model. We got to. We got to. Human being must be given knowledge that enables the individual to operate his own life in the light, not in the dark. So Allah said, he sent down the light. 24/7. You ain't no darkness. 24. Surah 24. He put that, called it light, so we have light 24 hours of the day. Connected to him. People won't be in the dark. Won't be no mysteries. No, won't be no half light and half darkness, which is how some of them are operating. No, Allah wants us to be in the light 24 hours of the day. So we won't be in a daze. D-A-Z-E. So 24 hours in a day, but not days. We don't want to be days. And Allah does not want us to be days. So we have to tell people. But instead of telling people that we are all descended from one individual called Adam, making that clear, making that connection to our life, and we know that who was made from clay. This is what they're telling us. We all descended from Adam. This is the story. Who was made from clay. And then after forming him in the clay, God breathed into him the model, a clay model, fashioned him out of actual clay. This is what the stuff they're teaching. And then God breathed into that clay figure, and then the clay figure began to walk and live as a human being. That's a story. You see? That's the kind of stuff. That it detaches their mind, divides their senses. No, we have to give them what Allah says in the Quran. Instead of telling these fairy tales, we have to tell them the truth that the fairy tale hides. This is what we have to do. This is our job. This is our obligation on us. The fairy tale is the cloak covering up the real religion that's preached, and that Allah said he wants to be taught to teach the truth. Wa allama Adam. You know, our Holy Quran says that Allah, he didn't reveal it that it to be hid. It's not supposed to be hid. And that's to speak to us. Him saying that in the scripture is also to speak to us. Meaning that we're not supposed to hide it in the masjid. He probably had to get out. He had to unwrap, he had to go out. And they went out. And it was dark. It was ignorance all around them. But they had to go out with the light. And then they began to wake people up to their creative potential and purpose. The light came on. And then that world that he was in darkness by himself and his wife, and they used to start to multiply, and the light, it got lighter and lighter and lighter. Don't you know we can do the same thing? It's not just for that time. That's for all times. If we got to go out and we got to connect with, if you don't connect with anybody, then you don't give them the opportunity to have their light turned on. you don't connect with them. If you're not there, how they gonna know? You're depriving them. You're depriving them. We're supposed to go out. And giving them that word, we know, the thing that we know we was the subject was about the immaculate concept today. And we have to separate allegory, falsehood, lies, conspiracies, from what's real. From what's real. This is what we have to do. We have to let the people know that the Immaculate Conception is not the flesh-born body. No, no. The thing that is immaculate is the will in the individual, be he male or female, to submit their will, to submit to the will of Allah. That's the Immaculate Conception. And the basic definition of Muslim is one who submits his will to the will of Allah. That's why what did Ibrahim say? He was the first one to actually call us Muslims. To call man, human beings. He was the first one to actually register in the Quran to call us Muslims, to call human beings Muslims. And we're born with, we have to get them to that. That's the immaculate concept, that the human being is born on this earth with an ability to submit his whole life, his whole will, his energy, everything, his physical drive, he's willing to submit it to Allah. And say, Allah, I will use my physical power. I will use my physical might. I will use my mental power. I will use my energies of my mind and my soul. That's the whole life, right? As you instruct me to. That's what we're to call people to. And the light will begin to come on. They will begin to see. They will begin to see in themselves and outside of themselves, and they'll be looking for the revelation of Allah. And that's the immaculate concept. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As we conclude, we don't want to miss what's happening. This 2020 is getting ready to end. 2020 is getting ready to end. And they're going to have various networks, some are already starting right now, just to revisit what was so significant about 2020. And a lot of dynamic things happened in 2020 that has not happened in human history, that has never happened in human history. So that should tell if you're living in a time when things are happening that have never happened in human history before, and you're living in the history, then that should tell you something about what you're supposed to be doing. And that tells you something about you, that Allah chose you to be in that time. And Allah gonna let it go out with a bang. Going out with a bang. Monday, for the first time in 800 years, for the first time, there's that 8. You see that 8 again? There's that 8 again. Now it's been 800 years. Now we get ready to see the two largest bodies in our solar system, the two largest planets, getting ready to come within 0.1% of each other. They're going to look like they double. It's going to be so close. The two largest mass in our solar system. They call it the Great Conjunction. They call it the Great Conjunction. This is the ending. This is the ending, 2020. In the last month of 2020, Allah caused this to happen. It only happened 800 years ago. But it's happening 800 years later in 2020, in the last month of 2020, to send us out into 2021. That's to tell us. The two largest mass, that if we maximize the 8 in us, that's 8 multiplied in it, maximize, 800 years. If we maximize, if we're able to see the revelation with a larger villain, he's communicating to us with everything he's done. He's given us help with the COVID. All kind of milestones have taken place that have never happened before in the human history. We're seeing he's making things so clear in terms of how people are degrading human life, the racism, the systemic racism. He's making it so clear, so plain in 2020. And it goes out. It says that we can have our life and take the rightful place in 2021 if we wake up the potential, the 8, 9 that's in us. Prophet Muhammad led them. With him, the hidden, the sleep potential that's in us. Wake it up. Wake it up. And take our place. This is what we're to do. Allah would not have sent us through this and prepared us as a people. And we are not just representing ourselves now. We're representing all people that have been written off, marginalized. And you see people around the world right now, they use us as an example. Their life matters because our life matters. We were at the lower. No one had their life lower than ours in human history. Others have had some bad experiences, but nowhere like we what we have gone through. So we are to be a model, but we are bringing others in because we're not representing color. We're representing a dynamic human soul that's been oppressed. And Allah intends to show with all these signs we're seeing outwardly, he's going to show that he's also put that in us, and he's going to let that come out if we embrace the excellence of the life that he's given us. And don't mistreat ourselves, brother. Don't mistreat ourselves, sister. If we value the life that we have, give it fully to Allah Ta'ala, our whole self to him, not part of our life. Don't just make the prayers. You just say you only be a Muslim when it's time to do the rituals. No, give your whole life to Allah. You got to do the work. Work is worship. Work is worship, not just prayer. Work is worship. Prayer just give you just have the information in you so you can get that out of it and go to work with that you're getting out of the prayer. Allah will begin to help us to change things. We thank Allah for God in our hearts. We thank Allah for God in our intentions, our lives here in the United States, to this path, this way, al-Islam. We ask Allah to keep us on the path and to give us his protection. May he keep our interest for the whole of the religion and that we live it fully in society so that our life will be a testimony, a witness for all other societies of what Allah wants for mankind. May Allah give us life.
Love Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio of the New Africa Business Association. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we want to welcome you all to another edition of our show. Again, this evening, we're going to have our mics open as to where we will continue to do business identification, and we'll also talk group investments, or if you have some political concerns that you would like to chat also about. Our mics are going to be open this evening for all that join our show. Brother Aziz, you have any comments before we go to a quick commercial and we'll start the show?
Just looking forward to, us letting them know about the National Muslim Business Conference that was this past weekend.
All right, we'll be right back to talk about that and many other discussions, like I said, as the evening progress. Be right back in just a second.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Mm, all right.
Okay, open your eyes.
Oh! That's a lot of colors and shades.
To be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, they forgot to pay their bill, so we're going to get right back to the show because that's definitely not one of our sponsors. So, again, Brother Aziz, like you said, We had a very productive week down in the business fair
right
down in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah.
I really again, it's just an example of what we've been saying all year. You know, like I said, we have our local network.
A McCafe drink is the perfect way to escape. If your heart is racing, chill out with a refreshing strawberry banana smoothie. When you need some excitement, take an adventure with a caramel frappe. And when you want to add a little fun to your day, let loose with a creamy chocolate shake. Sip the day away at McDonald's. Enjoy tasty drinks like a caramel macchiato, mango pineapple smoothie.
Brother Imam, the light. Brother Imam.
people.